This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Kevin DeMeritt, founder of Chill Wellness, a new generation wellness company with the goal to help others. And Mr. DeMeritt, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, great to be here, Eric, and I'm a fan of the show.
Hey, that's pretty awesome right there. And what better place to participate in a show that you're a fan of? All right, man, that's good stuff. Mr. DeMeritt, why did you create Chill Wellness? What was the inspiration and the goal there?
Well, that's been an incredible journey. At 18 months old, not 18 years old, but 18 months old, my daughter Aspen was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And the doctors immediately put her on an oral medication and a weekly injection to help control the inflammation and the arthritis. And when you looked at these two medications, both had incredibly powerful side effects. And on top of that, these medications did not stop her arthritic flare-ups that would happen every few weeks. They helped her on a day-to-day basis, but not really when the arthritis flared up. And that's when her knees or her joints would swell up and start to hurt her. So with the side effects of the drugs and these flare-ups, my wife and I began a journey to find, you know, safe, natural ingredients to give her any kind of relief when she had these arthritic flare-ups. And really, Eric, to restore the joy that pain and arthritis had stolen from her. So now she's 14. She's doing very well. She plays sports. She's on the all-star soccer team. And you really can't tell that she has arthritis. But while creating these products over the past 12 years, we had a lot of people ask for the salve to put on their back for golf or their knees or their elbows or sore muscles and sprains. And pretty soon we had so many people coming back for the salve that we'd made for Aspen that our goal evolved into a mission to help others, and we formed Chill Wellness to do that.
Well, that's certainly some motivation right there, happening right there within your home and taking it to market and making an impact within the space, no doubt. Now, tell us more about the products that you named after your daughter, Aspen's Deep Relief Salve.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, the people who continued to come by the house and ask us for this salve, you know, they really named it. They kept asking, hey, can I get more of Aspen salve? And that's just how it became known. But, you know, Aspen for the past 12 years has really been our test subject. My wife and I have purchased over 100 different creams and lotions and salves. And we took the best ingredients of what we saw that worked on Aspen when she had her arthritis flare-ups, and then we combined those natural ingredients together to make our own salve. And we are not scientists, we're not chemists, we're, you know, not physicians. We really just did this by Googling things and putting this together, and that was about 8 years ago. It was our first try with the salve, and it worked pretty well. I mean, we got some great results out of it for Aspen. A couple of years later, we hired some scientists to help improve it. They did. It worked much better. Then about 5 years ago, we started hearing good things about CBD, and we added that into the formulation. A year ago, actually, we used nanotechnology to shrink the molecule in the CBD down to try to get it to penetrate deeper into her skin. That seemed to help even more. So, Eric, right now we're on about our seventh revision of the salve, and we feel it's the best that, you know, we've ever had.
And obviously, you've got to be excited about what's going on there. Now, tell us also, how do you know if CBD is working for you? Talk to us about that.
You know, that's a great question. You know, I tell people this and they kind of look at me a little odd sometimes, but, you know, the best way to tell if our products, and this is the feedback we're getting from our customers, is working for them, is to stop using it. You know, every week we get people emailing us about how they use the salve or the tincture or the sleep caps for a few months and then they stopped. once they stopped using the product, they felt the difference and then knew it was working. And really, that's why we started our 30-day money-back guarantee. We want people to use it for a full month with no risk. And if they think it didn't work, they get their money back. But we have had a lot of people who finish the product and then 10 or 20, 30 days later reorder because they felt the difference. They felt worse once they quit using it. So the best way that I have found to see if the product works is just stop using it after 30 days or so and see how you feel.
And that's an excellent recommendation right there. Today we are with Mr. Kevin DeMeritt, founder of Chill Wellness, a new generation wellness company with the goal to help others here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, stress and anxiety are a big problem in today's society, especially with the coronavirus. Can CBD help?
Yeah, you're right. Stress and anxiety are big issues, even obviously prior to this coronavirus. But with all the social media and the round-the-clock news, much of which is negative, especially now, you know, stress and anxiety seems to be even more amplified. But Eric, when we look at stress and anxiety, four issues really stick out to me. You know, with stress and anxiety, it becomes hard to focus. It's very difficult to focus when you have a lot of stress and anxiety and things going on. Secondly, we start to question our decision making. Gee, should I do this? Should I invest in that? Whatever you're thinking about becomes much more difficult from a decision-making standpoint when you have a lot of stress and anxiety, which makes your confidence go down the tubes. And then you can't sleep, which makes matters even worse. So the first thing that I would like to say to people is CBD is not a cure for stress and anxiety. But based on the people who rely on CBD for stress and anxiety, what we have found is that it helps them take the edge off so they can focus a little bit better. They have the ability to think more clearly without worrying about making a wrong decision. They can calm down enough to kind of get to that place. And they get some sleep, which is incredibly helpful for stress and anxiety. You know, stress and anxiety just paralyze our thinking and decision making and just destroy sleep, which saps your energy. So I think of CBD as kind of calming the emotions down, getting some of that nervousness out of your stomach so you can start getting some sleep and some of that confidence back. And with that, you can start to work your way out of what's causing the stress. And so that's where I think CBD is extremely helpful.
And certainly do appreciate your thoughts and input there as well. Most helpful. What do you want people to know about Chill Wellness? Anything that we should be aware of?
Well, you know, that's a great question. This is really a very personal mission. You know, it started with our daughter, and now we've evolved to try and help other people. So, you know, we use extremely high-quality natural ingredients to make a consistent, reliable product. We are driven by science and technology. And even though it's costly to do that, we really try to make this affordable to everyone because we know what we've gone through and we want other people to have, you know, some relief there also. So we back all of our products, like I said, with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. We want people to use it long enough to feel the results and decide from there. We do not want to take people's money if it doesn't work for them.
Mr. DeMeritt, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of Chill Wellness. If listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information and details, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, they can go to chillwellness.com and all of our products are there and we have a chat service so that if you have questions, they can chat with us and ask any questions that they have on any of the products.
And that chat option is certainly an added bonus for sure. Again, folks, it is chillwellness.com. Mr. DeMeritt, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin DeMeritt, founder of Chill Wellness, a new generation wellness company, with the goal to help others. And for further details, visit chillwellness.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.